Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes.
It's tomorrow, forget tomorrow. Let's live for now, and anyhow, who needs tomorrow? The moonlight, let's share the moonlight. Perhaps together we will never be again. Oh, what a moon, oh, what a sea. With such a moon and such a sea, and you with me. I get so dizzy when you're standing near. It's not the music that you hear. My heart keeps beating like a jungle drum. Let's take the minutes as they speed away, and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes.
Su dimentichiam domani. Su dimentichiam domani. Su dimentichiam domani, perché forse non verrà.
Su dimentichiam domani. Su dimentichiam domani. Su dimentichiam domani, perché forse non verrà.
Domani, forget domani. Con questa luna, questo mare, tu con me.
Let's take the minutes as they speed away, and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes.
Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani. Let's forget about Domani, for Domani never comes.
Su dimentichiam Domani. Su dimentichiam Domani. Su dimentichiam Domani, perché forse non verrà.
Domani never comes. Tomorrow never.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind, still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind. The summer wind.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour. I am Marianne Di Luca Melillo Di Felice. Hi, everybody. Our number here is 203-661-5051. Just having like a little mellow show today, a lot of music and just kind of relaxing along. I want to thank Tony Murillo. Last week, Coach Tony Murillo, for being my guest last week. He was wonderful. He was so enjoyable, so relaxing to be with the brand new, Greenwich Cardinals football coach, Tony Murillo. And once again, we send out a world of congratulations and all good luck to you, Tony. Wonderful, wonderful season. So I'm Marianne and, we're just kind of relaxing today. If anyone would like to call in and tell me what you're doing today or what you're eating, better yet, what you're eating. The other night, we went out for dinner, my brother and sister-in-law and the kids and my niece and nephew and the kids and blah, blah, blah. And I had, all I wanted was some soup. I don't know why. It was pouring rain. It was Wednesday night, and I just couldn't get warm. So I ordered minestrone soup. All I wanted was a nice big bowl of minestrone soup. This bowl, this was probably one of the biggest bowls of minestrone soup I've ever seen. And I love the cheese, and I love to add cheese and hot pepper. It was so delicious, and I said to my mom, I'm never going to finish this. Have some. Oh, no, dear. No, you finish it. I finished the whole thing. But it was so nice and warm and nice and hot going through me. It was felt so good. So, of course, I love minestrone. I love all soups. I love all soup. So that was really good. So I had that. So did anyone have anything interesting to eat? You want to call me and tell me? Why don't you just call me and tell me what you're doing today? It is a beautiful day out there. Absolutely gorgeous day. 203-661-5051. I would love to hear from you. Okay. Here we go. Wait a minute. Let me see something. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Just in time.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here. Now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. Oh, love came just in time. You found me just in time. And changed my lonely life that lucky day. And change my lonely life that lucky day.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then
afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
And welcome back to Mary Ann's Show. I'm Mary Ann. How's everybody today? What are you doing today? It's a beautiful, gorgeous day. It's kind of hard to stay inside today because, I mean, unless you have some gardening to do, some work to do outside, and other than that, maybe you're inside, but it's a beautiful day. Even if you get out there for a walk or something, you know, it's just kind of like no humidity. It kind of like invigorates you, doesn't it? Really, it does. It's a beautiful, beautiful day out there. And thank you for tuning into my show. No matter where you are, in your house, in your home, in your kitchen, cooking, whatever you're doing in your car, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life today. So here we are, 203-661-5051. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more of Mary Ann's Italian Hour. Thank you so much for tuning into Mary Ann's Italian Hour at 1490WGCH.com and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies today. Pleasant temperatures, 77 to 82. Mostly clear and cool for tonight, 57 to 62. Sunshine, another beautiful day tomorrow with highs approaching 80. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid Monday, 80 to 85. Partly sunny on Tuesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms around 80 degrees. Partly sunny Wednesday, a few scattered showers with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. You know the Greenwich Library is a great place to indulge your intellectual curiosities, connect with friends, stroll through an art show, or simply sit and chill. But did you know how much the library offers to support your physical and mental well-being? The main library and the Byram, Schubert, and Koskob branches offer a variety of health-centered programs and activities. These include weekly blood pressure checks, meditation classes, and yoga instruction. In addition to these ongoing programs, specialized workshops like Medicare and Beyond and healthy cooking programs are offered frequently. The best way to stay on top of these programs is to subscribe to the library's e-newsletters. Simply visit the library's webpage and you will be able to sign up for the newsletters that interest you. You can also call any of the libraries for information or assistance. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't got a hole in the boat. My head keeps spinning, I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning, I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
GCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies today. Pleasant temperatures, 77 to 82. Mostly clear and cool for tonight, 57 to 62. Sunshine, another beautiful day tomorrow with highs approaching 80. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid Monday, 80 to 85. Partly sunny on Tuesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms around 80 degrees. Partly sunny Wednesday, a few scattered showers with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Nonprofits serve a vital role in our community. But while these organizations are focused on their important missions, sometimes their banking needs get overlooked. At Patriot Bank, we tend to the financial matters so nonprofit and community organizations can better fulfill their mission. Let Patriot do the banking for your nonprofit or community organization. Go to bankpatriot.com for more information or call 1-888-PATRIOT. That's 1-888-728-7468. You can also download the Patriot Bank app on your smartphone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
1490 WGCH. Gal is like a racehorse, I play her to win. But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven, love can be a joke, but it's worth a gamble. So here I go for broke. Oh, who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you be mine. Now once I had a filly, I ain't seen her since. Some can't go the distance, they're only good in sprints. Oh, sweethearts stay together when it's fair and warm, but in stormy weather they don't run to form. Who got the action? Who take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you'll be mine. Favored or a long shot, I'll play either way. All I need is a winner and this could be the day. And when I won my parlay, I'll be set for life. I'll take all that money and gamble on my wife. Who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line. I'll bet you 10 to 1. Bet you 10 to 1. Bet you 10 to 1. You will be mine.
When somebody loves you, you feel it in your heart. When somebody loves you, you know it from the start. Every kiss becomes more than a kiss. Each look, each touch, they mean so much. And that's when you discover how it feels to be a lover. When somebody loves you, it shows in every smile. When somebody loves you, your life becomes worthwhile. Always caring, always sharing everything you do. When somebody loves you like I love you. Always caring, always sharing everything you do.
somebody loves you like I love you.
Isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful song, When Somebody Loves You. It's just a very pretty, nice, mellow song. Let's go right to the phones right now because we have someone who's very famous to you, not just to me, very famous to you. And why is he famous to me? Because Greenwich matters. Sam! Romeo!
Hey, Marianne.
How are you, Sam?
Good.
What are you doing today, Sam?
Well, I just got through watering the garden.
Oh, nice. How's the garden growing?
The garden's so good. The Barsha Nicole is great.
Barsha Nicole.
Celery, parsley, it's all doing good.
Isn't that nice, Sam?
Yeah. Tomatoes didn't do too good this year. What? I had a fight with the raccoons and the squirrels.
Who won?
Well, looks like it was a draw. They got their fill and left.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
The son of a gun.
But, no Sam, matter, isn't it a beautiful day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why it's quiet today, because everybody's probably at St. Rock's Feast.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that why the phone's not ringing? I'm surprised.
No, everybody's probably at the feast.
So when is that the last day, today or tomorrow?
I think today.
I think today, St. Rock's.
They need the parking for Sunday.
They need the parking for church. Right, yeah. Right. So today is the feast of St. Rock's.
Yeah, it started Thursday, I believe.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Started
sakes.
On the 8th.
Yeah, Thursday. 5, yeah. 6, 7, 8. Right. So that's why no one's calling. Thank you, Sam. You made me feel better.
Yeah, everybody's busy with the feast today. You know.
My gosh.
So listen to this. Last night, we had the Feast of St. Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
At the St. Lawrence
Club. St. Lawrence Club, right.
And it was a spaghetti dinner.
Mm.
But they had the pasta, the different kinds of pasta, the ziti. They had penne alla vodka, aglio,
oh,
regular spaghetti, meatball sausage. It was really nice. Salad.
Yeah.
And what we do at this meeting, because I'm a member of the club also, we announce the honoree.
Now, what do you have to do to be an honoree, Sam?
Well, the board picks a person that they're going to honor on Columbus Day. So,
how nice.
Yeah, so several years ago, I was the honoree, and it's a big event.
Congratulations, yes.
Yeah, big event. And so every year they honor somebody of Italian heritage who has, you know, been contributed to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's honoree, and I'm proud to say, is the one and only, our sixth-term first selectman, Peter Tessie, is going to be the honoree for Columbus Day.
Thank you.
I thought that was an applause. Excuse me. Isn't that wonderful, Peter Tessie?
Yes, and it's well-deserved, you know, because Peter's been an outstanding first selectman.
First selectman, right.
He's done so much for the community.
Right.
He's been a great steward of the town of Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made a lot of changes. So, you know, we're going to miss him.
Yeah.
And hopefully our next first selectman, which will be Freddie Camillo, who everybody knows and loves.
Right, Fred. Fred, been, yeah. Well, let's face it, his love is Greenwich.
Yeah. So,
just like Peter's, yeah.
Another townie.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's not many of us left.
I know it. But, you know, we can't have Peter Tessie, so we're lucky enough to get Fred Camillo.
Yeah, right. But we have to make sure that we work hard enough to get him elected.
Right. That's true. So tell me, Sam, to get this honor, what do you have to do to get this honor, Sam?
Well, you have to have been a good individual, first of all, and contributed and, you know, in the community and worked hard and done a lot of different things. So, you know, it's an upright citizen of the town who has participated in all kinds of functions and done a lot to better the town of Greenwich.
I will never forget a story about Peter Tessie.
Let's hear it.
Peter and I, now you're going to have to help me out here, Sam.
You got time?
Pardon me?
Do you have time to tell?
Sam, I go off the air. I'm still talking.
Steve told me you talk in your sleep.
I talk in my sleep, but I don't get any answers. That's why I keep talking.
I had an aunt.
Yeah.
I used to talk to herself all the time.
Honest to God.
And she said, I must be going crazy. No, I used to say, Aunt Kamala, no, you're fine. You can talk to yourself all you want. It's when you start answering is when you got trouble.
Then we got problems. Then it's time to make that doctor's appointment. But one time, years ago, before Peter Tesi was even selected for a selectman, Sam, now help me out. In Old Greenwich, there was a street that they put on like this Harvest Jamboree or something. Do you remember that?
Well, they used to do it on the Main Street there. In Old
yes, Greenwich. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, exactly, yeah. Exactly right. Where CVS is in Koskov, right across the street, they used to put it down that whole street.
Well, Koskov and Old Greenwich is two different things. Where are you, Koskov or Old Greenwich?
I don't know. I think I'm in Old Greenwich.
You're in Old Greenwich?
Yeah.
That's Sound Beach Avenue. And there's a CVS there. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Peter Tesi and I were the judges. Peter Tesi and I and then a few other people from the town were judges of a pine tasting contest. Pie tasting?
Pie, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been Old Greenwich.
Okay, Old Greenwich, yes. So I'll never forget, I was talking, and have mercy on his soul, David Tice was there?
Yes.
David Tice, what a nice man. Yeah. Have mercy on his soul. And we came to tasting together the plum pudding pie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure whoever made it, you know, was delicious to the family. It wasn't to my taste. I'm trying to be nice here, Sam.
Okay.
And Peter Tesi didn't have to say, first selectman Peter Tesi, he didn't have to say a word. I just looked at him. And that's when we started to be friends, you know?
Yeah.
And it was such a nice developing friendship.
Well, it must have been bitter. They probably didn't have enough sugar in it. That's why.
That's the word, Sam. It was bitter. It was bitter. And then you go, you know, I mean, they were all delicious, really. You can't really. But, you know, I got full on that. I really filled up on all that pie tasting.
Do you like to eat?
You like. Sam, what's one of your favorite recipes? What do you love to make?
What I love to make? I love to make my own spaghetti sauce and then make eggplant Parmesan.
Ooh.
And use my sauce to make the Parmesan eggplant.
Sounds delicious, Sam.
That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And I know your kids, Lindy, Mark, I know they all love to, Laura, they all love to eat your...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you enjoy it.
Yeah, Laura's a good cook, though, too.
Is she?
And my son-in-law, Eddie, he's like Steve. He loves to cook. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Lindsay loves to eat.
Lindsay loves...
She said to her husband the other night, Mark, let's go someplace different for dinner tonight. And Mark says, try the kitchen.
Thank you.
Like Rodney Dangerfield says, take my wife, please.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I take my way everywhere. They find her. Find her way back.
So what's Mary doing?
Mary's getting ready. We're going to go out and do some shopping.
Oh, you're not going to the feast today, Sam?
No, not today. Maybe tonight. Yeah.
Oh, still on. So it's on all day.
Yeah. They got to get every cent they can get.
God bless them.
And Dave DeAndrea, who's a friend of ours, you know.
Yes.
He works very hard for that St. Rock's feast.
How is Dave?
Dave is doing fantastic.
Thank God.
Great guy, David.
Good.
None better.
I have to have him on the show too, with you.
Yes.
I should schedule you and him to come on together.
Dave, there's none better than Dave, really.
Yeah,
really.
He's a nice guy.
Loves the town of Greenwich, was a great manager of the golf course.
Yes, Griff.
I can't say enough about Dave.
No, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
A true lover of Greenwich.
Yeah.
Oh, just like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Love our town.
Yes, isn't that beautiful?
I just say, you know, every day I wake up, you know, I thank God, first of all, for being born in the United States.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then second of all, for being born in Greenwich.
Isn't that nice?
So, you know, I couldn't ask for more.
Couldn't ask for a better town to be a part of.
No. Yeah. I mean, I can't see being anywhere else growing up and living here in this town. Here's one of my second home, you know, up in New York City in the mountains. That's secondary to Greenwich, but that's the only two places I'd want to be.
Isn't that beautiful? Well said, Sam. Well said.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And yeah, you know what?
The greatest country in the world. That's why everybody fights to come here. That's why they want to come here. I mean, if it was so bad here...
Who would want to come?
Why do they want to... Everybody want to come here if it's so bad? I mean, you listen to people who say, oh, bounce from this, bounce from that. Well, it's so damn good, they all want to come here.
You're right. You're absolutely right. People do fight to get in.
That's right. They break the law to get here.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
Yeah, so...
Isn't that true? Well, Sam, I want to thank you for calling.
Oh, it's been great, Marianne.
You're a good friend, Sam. Yes. You're a good friend, and thank you.
Yes. And when I'm eating my Moulignan, I'll be thinking of you.
Wait, how much do you love it? Like, I love eggplant.
Oh, I do. I mean, matter of fact, a friend of mine, he pickles it. And he gives me 3 or 4 jars at a time. And Frankie Francis from Costco.
Frankie
makes the best pickled eggplant you want. I got 2 jars in my refrigerator right now, and I use it for a snack. You know, when I'm having a little get the woolies for something.
Get the woolies. But is it good? And pickled eggplant. I don't know. I've had it in jars, Scofani, but I've never had it homemade.
Oh no! Nobody makes it better than him. He gives me the recipe, but I can't make it like him.
You can?
No, I can't. I can't. He's the best.
Isn't that nice? And don't you love little pickings before you eat, Sam? You love to taste.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, like last night with that dinner last night. Oh, man. Oof, what a dinner.
It was good.
Yeah.
Last night. What did you have last night?
I had the aglio.
Oh, the aglio. I love aglio. Yeah.
Geez, was it good. Lindsay, too. She went all in on it. Lindsay and Mark.
Did they?
Yeah, but that whole family was there last night.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. So we enjoyed it.
Isn't that nice, Sam?
Yeah, and I'm glad, too, because, you know, Peter was there with his family, and then the announcement of we were going to honor him. So it was a great event.
So tell me, what did he do when did he know he was going to be honored?
Not really. I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
So, but he... Was the honoree, and also one other thing, first time ever, John Mark and I was there last night.
Was he?
And John was the first honored life member, honored member of the organization, and now he gets to go without having to pay dues. He's a member.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the first time they started this.
Isn't that nice?
And there's another great first selectman.
Yeah, John Mark and I, yeah.
5-term first selectman.
God bless him.
Yeah.
What a nice man.
Yeah.
What a nice man. That's great, Sam. So your family had a good time. Peter's
yes,
family had a
had
good time.
Yes, we had an excellent time. And one other thing. When you leave the station today,
yes.
Instead of going directly to Turnpike, what I want you to do,
yes.
I want you to take a ride on Hamilton Avenue,
mm-hmm.
past the Feast, down to Armstrong Court.
I know where Armstrong is, yeah. Down the road.
And take a look at what's going on at Armstrong Court.
What?
There's a whole transformation going on there, and I'm responsible for it with my board of commissioners who are transforming the entire complex. I got going to put up 18 new townhouses there and completely renovate the whole complex.
Oh, my gosh, Sam, congratulations. It sounds beautiful.
I got 6 of them up already.
Do you really?
6 more coming in on Wednesday, and then 2 weeks later, I got another 6.
Oh, my God. Once again, I'm sorry. We're speaking to Sam Romeo. Sam does a show here every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 called Greenwich Matters. Right, Sam?
That's right. That's right. And Greenwich Matters
because,
to me.
There you go. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
But you go take a look, and I am so proud of that project.
Wow.
It's going to be a jewel of the town of Greenwich. I just want you to see it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Then you can get on a turnpike and go home if you want.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, Sam. So you're going to go do some shopping now, you said?
Yes, I am. I'm going to go see St. Gary's.
Oh, are they the best?
ShopRite, over to ShopRite, yeah.
You know, I went all through school with Joe Singari, and we're good friends today. And I tell you, we had more fun in school. I don't know what we learned, but we had a great time.
Somebody told me you took up space.
You know what? I did, and I got an A-plus in it. That, recess, and lunch. A-plus.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a funny guy, Sam.
How funny? Funny like a clown? Funny how? How am I funny?
I love you, Sam. Give my love to Mary.
All right.
And thank you, Sam. Thank you for calling. You're a gem. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Sam Romeo every Saturday, every Thursday. 6 to 8, Greenwich Matters, because Greenwich matters. I'm Marianne DeLuca, Melillo DeFelice. We're going to take a quick break. 1490WGCH.com and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies today. Pleasant temperatures, 77 to 82. Mostly clear and cool for tonight, 57 to 62. Sunshine, another beautiful day tomorrow with highs approaching 80. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid Monday, 80 to 85. Partly sunny on Tuesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms around 80 degrees. Partly sunny Wednesday, a few scattered showers with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Robin Pastor, host of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Please join me Tuesday mornings at 7:20 a.m. as we talk about the steps you can take to protect what matters most, your health, your life, and the people you love. I'm honored to have won several awards from the Connecticut Press Club in 2017 and 5 new awards in 2018, including one from the National Press Federation. That's Happy and Healthy at Any Age, Tuesday mornings at 7:20 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Oh, they say some people long ago were looking for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use, but this is how the blues really began. This is the way the blues began. They heard the breeze through the trees singing weird melodies, and they named that just the start of the blues. Then from a jail there came a wail, for I'm a down hearted frail, and they played that part of the blues. Now, for I'm a whippoorwill sitting high on a hill, they took a new note and they pushed it through a heart until it was worn ahead to a blue note. And then they nursed it, yeah, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland really gave birth to the blues. From a whippoorwill high on a hill, they grabbed a new note and they pushed it through a heart until it was one ahead to a blue. Go, rehearsed it, and then gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. Everybody then nursed it, rehearsed it.
those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, that heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you rouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that cuckoo witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you, than you, than you. Oh, you're a fine witch.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Mr. Dean Martin, you're no one till somebody loves you. Let's go right to the phone and talk to Tony Smariglio. Hi, Tone.
Hi there.
How are you?
All right. I'm at Cove Island. I walked around. Beautiful weather.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah, and you played Dean Martin?
Yes.
In the mid-80s, I ran into him at Malibu Beach at a gas station.
At a gas station? Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
I didn't recognize him, but the reason why I recognized him was I was pulling up in the gas station. Was his tags on a car? Drunkie.
Oh, how funny!
Yeah, and then when we pulled up and we saw him, hey, Dean, how's it going? He said, "Oh, fine, guys." You know, so chit chat for just like a minute because he was leaving.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Out of nowhere, there he was, just in regular person in a gas station.
Isn't that nice, though? Isn't it nice? He yelled, "Hi, guys!" Just like you say, just a regular person. Never forgot where he came from. Or I loved him. I absolutely loved him, Martin. I did.
Yeah, he was really nice, and even one of my friends that belongs to my veteran group.
Yes,
he was a brigadier general. And he was stationed in Germany?
Yes.
And who was his driver?
Who?
Elvis Presley.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow, that's wonderful trivia to know. Isn't that something?
Yeah, this Monsignor, he's got really some stories. Years ago, he raised money with people that he went to college with, that they became rich.
Wow.
And he raised enough money to build a school in Haiti.
Isn't what great people do great things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
I went to the feast last night. I had a pizza free.
How'd you like it?
It was pretty good. They do a good job. They had a nice crowd compared to Thursday. I don't think Thursday wasn't too great because of the thunderstorm.
Beautiful. Well, the show's coming to an end. Tony, I want to thank you for calling. You're always a wonderful phone call. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, hon. Bye-bye. I want to thank Sam Romeo for calling in, and I want to thank Tony Smerglio for calling in, and I want to thank all of you for listening. God bless you all, and never waste that opportunity to tell someone you love them.
A dinkadoo simply means ink. A dinkadoo. A dinkadoo. Good night, folks. Signing off.
You're listening to the Voice of Greenwich, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Side, I'm Christopher Cruz. The accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein has killed himself.